Rescue by prayer. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from the perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:1-5. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, specifically in these 5 verses of chapter 3, were written to inspire and urge the community of believers of that area to yield themselves often to the devotion of prayer, in order that they would be fully prepared for a real possibility of persecution, double dealings, dishonesty, and cheating. This exhortation to prayer in verse 1 is not only for the great and wonderful work to be accomplished in spreading the good news, but also for a rescuing deliverance. This, cross-referenced with Romans 15:31, will allow you to see that in Judea there was a great disobedience, rebellion, and persecution of the saints. Sadly, the persecution was ignited by their own fellow countrymen. Paul meant that we are to pray for deliverance from perverse evil men among the saints, those who succumb to the temptation of wickedness that Satan plants in men. We are all vulnerable to those who gain our trust. Vulnerability itself is not a negative character trait, for it can mean that we are open and sensitive. However, when not accompanied by biblical prayerful discernment, it can lead us to a great depth of pain when we discover that we have been secretly betrayed by those in whom we trusted, all the while acting in their own self-interest to our detriment. So how do we resolve this when we are face to face with it? Paul said the answer is to pray and implore for divine help. Help comes in the form of discernment to see the deception early on and avoid it. Or, once caught or entangled in the painful trap of betrayal, how to escape and minimize the harm. Without God's help, we are likely to be exploited and victimized more often, and our life will ever be considerably more painful. I know this to be true from my own personal experience. God sees and hears us, and he never ceases to be our refuge and strength, our ever-constant help in times of trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Remember, we may face persecution and be buffeted. Our aching, our suffering, our strife are real. But we have a wise counsel who tells us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. If you find yourself in this set of circumstances, there is also this. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. Even in your greatest pain, do good, acknowledging that he who knows all things is also good and greater than all of our enemies. May we all finish well and never lose sight of looking forward to our blessed hope, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Devotional by Miriam Arus. Voiceover by Charmaine Bailey.